Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the John White Project. I am your host, John White. We were supposed to have my wife on with me today, but I thought, you know what? This has been one heck of a ride of a week for me, so I'm just going to tell you about what it's been like for me over the last 2 weeks. As those of you who know, who've been following the podcast, I stopped with the Lupron shots April 29th. So I've been, I guess we'll call it withdrawing from the Lupron. I guess we'll call it that. And of course, at the beginning of the year, I had the problem with the anxiety and the depression, with the Effexor going up, the Lupron affecting my mood swings and everything like that. Well, anxiety and depression hit me hard last week. I wanted to get out and do a couple of things, be with some friends, but it became ever increasingly difficult to get out of bed. For those of you who know, right now I work Sunday to Thursday. I went to work on Sunday. Everything seemed to be fine. I came home. I suffer from migraines. I think I've covered that in one of the episodes as well. I got home, took some medication, went straight to bed. Monday morning, I woke up, and for those of you who have migraines, you'll know what I mean. I was suffering from a migraine hangover. It's almost like your brain is still on fire, your balance is off. It's just really ugly for the person dealing with it. The mind is not 100%, your balance isn't 100%, your vision isn't 100%. You don't want to eat, you don't want to smell food. Most things that people take for granted or feel is awesome, like the smell of bacon or coffee, oh, makes you just want to throw up. Well, that was my Monday. Tuesday, got up to go to work, and I knew I just wasn't right. So I spoke with my wife, and I said, you know, I can't put my finger on it, but I know there is something just not right. So I had a mental stress day. Wednesday, I was literally afraid to leave the house. I don't know what it was. I couldn't leave the house. Thursday, I woke up. Every intention on going to work, but I couldn't even get out of bed. My wife came in and said, you know, morning sleepyhead, you going to go to work? I just looked at her and said, no, I can't do it. And it was like, yeah, I didn't get out of bed till almost afternoon. It was just like a fear, an overwhelming. I've said it before. It was like the anvil was hanging over my head, like a Coyote Roadrunner episode. It just, and I've also used the term a long tail cat in a room full of rocking chairs. I couldn't put my finger on it. I don't know why. The only thing I can say is coming off of the Lupron, dealing with the antidepressant medication, again, having that 6-month blood test go well. Don't get me wrong. It went well. But just going into that, the fact that there's a new variant for this COVID, it just seemed to multiply, and it just felt like January all over again. January, for those of you who don't know, I had a bit of a mental breakdown, and I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. It was just awful. It was truly, truly awful. So I was, 2.5, maybe 3 months off of work. This time I worked through it in the 4 days. I spoke with my counselor. I made a doctor's appointment, saw the doctor. We did the depression and anxiety tests, and the scores were way up there. Doctor said, do you want to increase your medication? And I told her, I said, no, I want to deal with what it is that I'm dealing with without more medication or a higher dose of medication. The Lupron should be going down. So that would mean that the Effexor that I'm on could be too much. And then if we add more to it, that just could be a whole lot more. So I told her what had gone on through the week. I told her about some of the weird, crazy dreams I'd been having. She asked me to explain what type of dreams they were. Like I was being chased, or there was creatures that were in my way and I couldn't get past them. There was a few times where Joy had to wake me up in the middle of the night because I was shaking my legs and I was actually like kicking something in my dream. There was a dream where Joy and I were on an elevator. This big guy came in and started insulting Joy. I put the boots to him. And that was the end of that. Like I said, there was a little creature, I don't know, that was hissing or whatever little creatures do. I was scaring him away. But yeah, Joy woke me up and said, "You okay?" And there's just been a few where it's, I don't know, delirious dreams. So I told the doctor about that. And she asked me if I'd ever seen a psychiatrist before. Told her no, I'd never seen a psychiatrist before. So guess who's got an appointment for seeing a psychiatrist? Me, yep. This psychiatrist specializes in men who have gone through cancer. So I'm thinking maybe she, my doctor, was thinking that maybe I'm thinking about the cancer coming after me or something. I don't know. I was just putting in my layman's, you know, thoughts. I will definitely keep you well informed on that. I will always let you know. I've been honest since the very beginning. So yeah, I'll let you know how that goes. That'll be interesting. I have no qualms about going if it's going to relax me or if I can talk about my issues or maybe he'll explain my dreams to me. I don't know. But that's been my week. My friends were playing, their band was playing up in Barrie, Ontario. And I couldn't go to that because really I couldn't get out of the house. Had to cancel my band's practice because again, couldn't get out of the house. So it's been a really bad week for me music-wise. Haven't even picked up my guitar in more than 2 weeks. It's really bad. I mean, yeah, it's weird. I guess you not only have to worry about the fact that you're going through cancer, you've been diagnosed with cancer, you're fighting cancer, but then the effects of the afterwards of the cancer. So me coming off of the Lupron, I'm going to say the lockdown, going in almost 2 years has been quite a stressful thing for me as well. Now you've got to worry about people coming to your house for Christmas or New Year's, whether they've been tested, whether they've been vaxxed, whether they've got this new booster. It's almost like you should, every 10 needles, you should get a free one or a coffee or, you know, car keys or something. I don't know. It's just good. I've got to jest because if you don't, it kind of gets to you. I've been thinking that, yeah, this has been getting to me a lot more than I give it credit for. So if you know someone who's going through a hard time, you know, like I've said before, just be that ear. Don't offer advice. Just sit and listen. Because that's all they really need. They need a shoulder to put their head on and ears for listening. You know, maybe take them out for a walk, fresh air, whatever. Yeah, so this has been my life, I guess, for almost 2 years. The anxiety definitely for the last year. It's been a struggle. I've never had this before. And even last year, we noticed that The seasonal affective disorder was something that, I'd been noticing in past years. I'd always called it like a blue period, but it became troublesome. And then this year, I mean, January, February, March into April, it became a lot more. Now, again, I don't know if it was because of the effects or the Lupron or whatever. I told the doctor I'm blaming everything on the Lupron because it's the only thing that's really, really, really affecting me like crazy. The mood swings, the hot flashes, the memory loss. I've put on weight because of it. Now, because of my new diabetic medicine, I've lost weight. So that's kind of cool. So I'm okay with that. All right. So I'm just going to leave it there. All my friends, I'm feeling better. I'm not 100% there. Just keep thinking about me. Message me. Tag me in your Facebook photos, your Instagram stuff. Yeah, just don't forget about me. I love the Instagram messages, the text messages. I've actually had one of my friends, Jamie. Shout out to Jamie. Take a picture of his radio listening to the podcast. So that's kind of cool. So if you know what, everybody around the world, if you want to take a picture of your where you listen to the podcast, if it comes up, email them to me at thejohnwhiteproject@gmail.com. I would love to see that. Also, if you are getting any useful information, regarding prostate cancer, the after effects, the surgery, the brachytherapy when Carrie was on. We're going to be doing some interesting interviews next year. I know another rock star guitar player that went through his own little cancer deal. I've got a cousin that endometriosis. I know that's a woman's thing, but you know what? There's a whole bunch of things that men need to know about that. If you're married to someone with it or going out with someone there's just, and you know what? Empathy. We all need to have a little more empathy. We need to feel for each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's what it's really all about. That's what we're here for. That's what Jesus said. I mean, love one another. You know, you wouldn't want to be screwed over by your neighbors, so don't do it to them. They won't do it to you. And you'll feel better about yourself and your neighbor. So it all works out in the long run. Again, if you're getting something out of this, follow me. Leave a 5-star review. Write a review. You know, that would be awesome. I would love that. It would make it easier for other people to find the podcast. And who knows, maybe there's someone out there that's struggling with the after effects of cancer, or they've just got diagnosed with prostate cancer, or they just need a friendly voice to listen to on a podcast. Either way, I would like to be able to be that friendly person that they either reach out to, email me, again, thejohnwhiteproject@gmail.com, or, you know, laugh at my struggles. We all struggle. I've told some funny stories. Carrie told a funny story. I'm sure they won't stop as the podcast goes on. Next week, we will have that episode with my wife. And that episode will be called What Not to Say to a Cancer Patient. I was going to say victim, but we are not victims. We are strong and mighty people. Whether you're suffering from breast cancer, ovarian cancer, liver cancer, prostate cancer, whatever it is, no one fights alone. We are a very large community, and I say that with a heavy heart. We are a large community because this plague is just overtaking a lot of things, but that could be environment, things we eat, our own doing, family history, the whole bit. So, you know, some people would blame it on climate change, but I'm not going to do that. Okay. See, I told you it was a funny podcast. So that is it for me. I know it's not what you tuned in for, but we will have my wife on. I couldn't do it. I got to tell you, though, my happy place for the past week has been my studio. I record another podcast. It's called The Proverbial Podcast. It's going through the Book of Proverbs in the Bible. And I also do a YouTube thing again, the John White Project on YouTube. Just discussing, you know, Proverbs. I break them down so it's not a chapter every time. It's just snippets of verses and how it relates to modern day society. I mean, the book was written 3,000 years ago, and we're still learning so many things from it. Give it a listen if that's your thing. If not, just stick with us on the John White Project, and everything will be cool. Also, coming up on December 23rd, we've got a longtime family friend coming in who will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I'm looking forward to that. Our friend Scottish John will be reading it. Of course, he's got that Scottish accent. So this is going to be fun. So gather the kids around your podcast or save it till Christmas Eve and let everybody gather around and listen to Scottish John read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. All right, everyone, next podcast will be with my wife. I promised. She promised. So that's it for me. Be true. Be true to yourself. Be humble. Love one another. We'll see you next time on the John White Project.